迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林。
我是麦杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
Sure, 今天我们要一起看看办公室八卦有多可怕。
Well, Jane told me that Tom has been having an affair. I heard his wife caught him at a hotel with another woman.
看看麦当劳怎么帮助孩子提高读写能力。
McDonald's stores in the UK will replace the toys which come with its Happy Meals with books to boost child literacy.
他要告诉你怎么说最后一波。
Yeah, I always try to stay away from office gossip. I feel like the more you know, the more likely you are to become a subject of gossip yourself.
对啊，我觉得啊，对于办公室八卦，最好的方法呢，就是敬而远之。
Yeah.As if you don't gossip.
哎呀，都说了，节目上不能八卦。好了好了，现在咱们赶快先来进入第一个单元 ,Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Neighborhood. Neighborhood is spelled N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R-H-O-O-D. Neighborhood.
Neighborhood, 居民区、小区。
Almost 20% of people who recently moved regarded living in a neighborhood close to where they work as a criteria in finding a new home.
最近搬家的人里，将近 20% 的人都把离上班地方近作为选择住宅区的标准。最近，一个房产销售网站的调查发现，
A neighborhood in Texas is the most diverse neighborhood in America, equally divided between Asian, Black, Hispanic, and White residents.
德克萨斯州的一个居民区是全美最多元化的社区，亚裔、黑人、西班牙裔和白人居民人数基本相对。好的，今天我们学习的词是
neighborhood, neighborhood, neighborhood.
Yeah, a good neighborhood is really important. You should be able to feel safe where you live.
Exactly. I love the neighborhood where I grew up.It's a small town, but everyone was so open and friendly. You don't get the same sense of community when you live in the big city.
是啊，在大城市里，邻里之间呢都不来往。我到现在也不知道我对面住的是什么人，都在那里住了三年了。哎，算了，咱们回到正题，来听听今天的美国习惯用语 Last Ditch Effort。
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms。
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
我昨天晚上特别倒霉，一不小心一屁股坐在了自己的眼镜上，把鼻梁架给坐断了。我先是用万能胶粘不管用，又用胶纸粘也不管用。我老公说可以试一试看能不能焊上，如果还是不管用的话，那我只好去配一副新的了。所以说我现在只有
Last Ditch EffortDitch is spelled D-I-T-C-H. Last ditch effort.
Ditch 在中文里是壕沟的意思。Last ditch effort 这个习惯用语的中文意思是指多次尝试失败以后所做的最后努力。现在您一定明白了，我老公帮我修眼镜架是最后的努力。Last ditch effort, 如果再不行我只好放弃了。下面这位运动员也有类似的经历。让我们一起听听体育评论员的解释。
The Olympic gymnast had scored well on her floor exercises, but not enough to earn a medal. She knows she has one final opportunity, so she's making a last-ditch effort. If she doesn't succeed this time, she'll likely be too old to try again at the games in 4 years.
这名奥林匹克体操运动员的自由体操得分不低，但是没有达到拿奖牌的水平。他心里明白，这是他仅有的一次机会了，所以他要做最后的努力。如果这次不成功，四年后的夏季奥运会，他的年纪就太大了。
虽然说大多数体操运动员年纪都很轻，但是最近我见到一位35岁的体操运动员，他的表现居然超过了比他年纪小一半的选手，简直是不可思议。我们办公室有个负责送信的小伙子，最近一直在追求我的一个同事。他先是留纸条，然后又给女孩子买咖啡，但是那个女孩根本不动心。小伙子决定最后再努一把力 ，as a last ditch effort。他在女孩子生日当天送去了99朵玫瑰，终于赢得了她的芳心。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
The Olympic gymnast had scored well on her floor exercises, but not enough to earn a medal. She knows she has one final opportunity, so she's making a last-ditch effort. If she doesn't succeed this time, she'll likely be too old to try again at the games in 4 years.
您喜欢园艺吗？种种花草，甚至可以种点蔬菜，自产自销。我朋友 Jenny 就经常说，千万别跟我提种花，我这个人什么都种不活。其实啊，像他这样的人并不少。让我们听听下面这个例句。
I'd never had much luck in my garden. Everything I'd ever planted failed to grow. I was about to give up, but I thought I'd try one more time by choosing a different location. My last-ditch effort made all the difference. Now I've got more tomatoes than I know what to do with.
我在花园里的运气永远特别差，种什么都活不了。后来我决定换个地方，再试最后一次，结果居然成功了。如今我种的西红柿多得吃都吃不完。
有时候园艺确实需要技巧。在英语里，我们如果说什么人特别擅长园艺，就可以说
He or she has a green thumb.
Green thumb, 没错，就是绿色的手指。如果哪天别人夸你有一个 green thumb, 就是说你特别会种花种菜。好，我们再听一下上面的例句。
I'd never had much luck in my garden. Everything I'd ever planted failed to grow. I was about to give up, but I thought I'd try one more time by choosing a different location. My last-ditch effort made all the difference. Now, I've got more tomatoes than I know what to do with.
Last-ditch effort 这个习惯用语来自军事，大家都知道在战场上打仗要挖战壕，因此 last-ditch effort 最后一道战壕也就意味着最后一道防线。好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。有听众写信给我们说学英语太难了，想打退堂鼓。我希望这些听众不要放弃。
Make a last-ditch effort.
没错，你一定能成功。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓琳，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
Okay, I'm gonna make a last-ditch effort to give you some fashion advice, Mike. You can't wear a green shirt with a yellow tie.
It's only because I didn't have enough time to get ready this morning. My alarm clock didn't wake me up, and I only had 5 minutes to get ready for work.
Okay, okay. 你可得注意形象，咱俩可代表节目呢。你老这么邋遢怎么行？今天早上我还在跟小贝讨论你奇怪的着装。
What? You guys were gossiping about me? You too little.
我们是准备善意的帮助你。不过啊，办公室的闲话确实很可怕。今天的 Business Etiquette 里就要谈到这个话题，咱们一块来听听看。
礼节美语。
Sally 早上遇到同事 Lisa， 马上凑上去问，很神秘地说
Did you hear the news about Tom and his wife?
No, what happened?
Well, Jane told me that Tom has been having an affair. I heard his wife caught him at a hotel with another woman.
Really? Oh, that's a shocker. I always thought Tom was a loyal, devoted family man.
Hey, Mary, did you hear about Tom?
No, what happened? Is he okay?
Well, keep this under your hat, but it seems Tom has been having an affair. Everyone's talking about it.
Sally 告诉 Lisa, 她听说 Tom 搞婚外情，被他太太在旅馆里捉奸。 Lisa 听后很吃惊，说
That's a shocker.
意思是这件事太出人意料了，因为她一直觉得 Tom 是个很忠实的居家男人。
Family man.
这时另外一位同事 Mary 也加入了讨论。 Sally 又把这个小道消息告诉了 Mary, 还让她
Keep this under your hat.
意思就是保密。
You know, to be perfectly honest, I'm not really keen on office gossip. For one thing, how do we even know the rumor's true? Did you hear it straight from the horse's mouth?
Not exactly. Jane said that Phyllis told her that they overheard a conversation between Katie and her friend Samantha about Tom's affair.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very accurate source. I really think you should take this rumor with a grain of salt.
Mary 说自己对办公室里的这些八卦不感兴趣。
I'm not keen on office gossip.
她问 Sally,
Did you hear it straight from the horse's mouth?
Mary 在这里用了一个习惯用语
Straight from the horse's mouth.
意思是从当事人本人或是可靠消息来源那里得到的消息。Sally 承认是辗转好几波人听到的小道消息。Mary 说
You should take this rumor with a grain of salt.
意思是那就不能全信了。
To take something with a grain of salt.
意思是带着怀疑的态度有所保留。Lisa 听后说
But Mary, everyone gossips in the office. It's part of our office culture.
That may be true, but sometimes gossip can be counterproductive and even dangerous. Did you ever play the telephone game when you were a kid?
No. What's the telephone game?
Everyone sits in a circle and you start with a sentence of information. Oh, for example, John hates chocolate cookies.Then each person whispers that sentence to the next person in turn.
Lisa 觉得办公室里大家都喜欢传八卦。
It's part of office culture.
是办公室文化的一部分。Mary 却觉得
Gossip can be counterproductive.
这样做只会有消极的效应。Mary 问 Lisa 小时候有没有玩过 telephone game, 电话游戏。就是大家坐成一圈一个挨一个的把一句话用耳语的方式传给自己旁边的人看传到最后会变成什么样子
Sally 告诉 Lisa 同事 Tom 有婚外情 Lisa 觉得 That's a shocker 太让人吃惊了 Tom 看着不像是会干这种事情的人 Sally 说要 keep this under your hat 保密Lisa 本来就很反感在办公室八卦别人的闲事儿。她说 ,Gossip can be counterproductive, 只会有消极反应。
I agree. Office gossip is a perfect example of the telephone game. The news gets more and more distorted with each telling, especially when it comes to other people's personal lives.
I agree that you have to respect others' privacy, but sometimes you have to gossip. It's a form of socializing.If you don't do it, you lose the chance to bond with your coworkers.
What? I think this may be one of those basic differences between men and women. Let's see what Lisa has to say about this.
礼节美语
Sally 跟同事 Lisa 和 Mary 讨论办公室里关于 Tom 的传闻，说 Tom 大搞婚外情，还被老婆发现了。Mary 觉得在办公室里议论这些不好，而且并不知道消息是否属实。她问 Lisa 小时候有没有玩过一个叫打电话的游戏，玩的人坐成一圈，把第一句话从第一个人用耳语的方式一直传下去，看看传到最后一个人会是什么样子。Lisa 说
Oh yeah, I've played that game. By the time you come to the end of the circle, the original sentence has been completely mangled.
Right.John hates chocolate cookies gets transformed into something like, James likes monkey pudding.
Okay, I get your point. What you mean is that when information gets passed around, oftentimes it becomes corrupted and incorrect, right?
Exactly. Also, I think there's a difference between office gossip and commenting on someone's private life.
Lisa 记得小时候确实玩过这个游戏。一圈人等传到最后一个人最开始那句话就已经彻底走样了他在这里用到的一个动词
Mangle Mangle is spelled M-A-N-G-L-E Mangle
意思是被肢解破坏的不像样子换句话说一件事一传十十传百是很难保证准确无误的 Mary 还说她觉得大家议论办公室里发生的事情跟讨论别人的私生活也是有差别的
If the boss was hard on you today and you tell your colleagues about it, well, maybe that's just part of office life. But Tom's private life is no concern of ours.
But people have been gossiping since the dawn of time. It's sort of a way for people to bond.
Yeah, I understand that. But I worry about spreading personal attacks or revealing secrets about someone's private life.
Well, you might be right. For one thing, the person we're talking about isn't here to defend himself, and that's not really fair. And like you mentioned, we don't even know if the story is true.
Mary 说，如果是老板对你过于严厉
，If the boss was too hard on you，
你回来跟同事抱怨两句，这可能是办公室生活很正常的内容。不过 ，Tom 的私生活
is no concern of ours，
完全不是我们应该关心的范畴。Lisa 觉得有道理，而且被议论的对象现在也不在现场，所以没法为自己做出辩解。而且大家也并不知道传闻是否属实。Sally 说
，Those are good points. Tom is actually a really nice guy. I've worked with him for 5 years, and he's always been a good friend.
For us, if Tom is a good coworker, that's all that really matters.
All right. I'm not going to discuss this rumor any further. Let's leave it alone.
Good idea.
I think we all hope Tom and his wife can work out any troubles they might be having. Let's wish them the best.
Sally 跟 Tom 共事过五年，觉得 Tom 是个很好的人。Lisa 说，对我们来说 ，Tom 只要是个好同事就足够了，其他都不重要。Sally 保证不再去议论 Tom 的事。
Let's leave it alone.
不要再去管这些流言蜚语了。Mary 补充说，希望 Tom 夫妇两人能够
work out any troubles they might be having，
妥善解决两人之间的问题。
真是一点都没错，办公室传言有时候传的都没谱了。比如上次吧，我跟小贝在讨论一则新闻，说是有个孕妇人工受孕成功了，第二天就有人问她是不是怀孕了，什么跟什么呀
？Yeah, it must be that someone passed by and overheard part of the conversation, and they started to use their imagination.
Exactly. This kind of gossip is really counterproductive. 也特别不尊重人。
So it's better not to gossip, and also to stay away from those that do.
没错。好了，这个话题就到这吧。下面咱们再来学个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
literacy. Literacy is spelled L-I-T-E-R-A-C-Y. Literacy.
Literacy 意思是读写能力。
McDonald's stores in the UK will replace the toys which come with its Happy Meals with books to boost child literacy.
英国的麦当劳将把儿童套餐里的玩具换成书籍，帮助孩子们提高读写能力。印度研究机构的数字显示
，The Muslims have the lowest literacy rates among all religious communities in the country.
跟印度其他宗教的人相比，穆斯林的识字率最低。
A new state law in Texas requires high schools to teach students about financial literacy.
美国德克萨斯州的一项新法律要求高中向学生传授理财方面的知识。好的，今天我们学习的词是
literacy, literacy, literacy.
Financial literacy. 这个我需要，这次报税，我深刻体会到了我的金融文盲程度。
I'm not surprised.
What?
Kidding, kidding. Yeah, paying taxes in America can be a real hassle. I never really understand any of those complicated forms.
I hope they can simplify the process and lay it on the line.
I don't think we will see it in our lifetimes. But you just mentioned a very good term.Lay it on the line. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第822讲，我是杨晨。
Washer Doug Johnson.
我先生的公司有一位资历很深的工程师，一贯迟到早退，从来没有人敢管他。直到上个月公司换了一个新老板跟他谈了一次话，从此以后啊，他再也没迟到过。显然这个老板明明白白地告诉他，要么准点上班，要不就收拾东西走人。听了这个故事，今天我们要学的习惯用语就不难理解了。
Lay it on the line. Lay is spelled L-A-Y and line L-I-N-E. Lay it on the line
Lay it on the line. 这个习惯用语的意思是坦率地说明，刚才例子里的公司老板就是用这种办法根治了那个工程师迟到早退的坏习惯。
He laid it on the line.
If he came in late again, he was going to be let go.
他说得很明白，如果再发生迟到的情况，就会被炒鱿鱼。下面这个例子里的教授也不得不对一个叫 Cheryl 的学生采取同样的手段。让我们一起听听这位教授是怎么说的。
I've been too easygoing with Cheryl. She continues to turn her essays in after the deadline. But now I'm going to lay it on the line. If she tries that again, she'll get an F on her paper. Perhaps being firm and clear with her will get her to change.
我对 Cheryl 可能太迁就了。她还是等到最后期限过了以后才把文章交给我。现在我要跟她讲清楚。如果再发生这种情况，我就给他不及格。也许只有我强硬一点，他才能改正。
有些人啊，就是吃硬不吃软，只有 lay it on the line 才会真正引起他们的重视。这倒让我想起我们的市长，我支持他的一个主要原因，就是因为他对选民的坦率。要知道，要治理经济需要做出一些艰难的选择，比如说要增加税收。他没有像其他政客那样躲避这些选择。
He laid it on the line.
他坦率地把一切告诉民众，从而赢得了大家的信任和支持。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I've been too easygoing with Cheryl. She continues to turn her essays in after the deadline. But now I'm going to lay it on the line. If she tries that again, she'll get an F on her paper.Perhaps being firm and clear with her will get her to change.
直接了当，不绕弯子是很多教练的风格。让我们听听下面这个乒乓球运动员对自己教练的评价。
Our table tennis coach has never been subtle about criticizing our performance. When we're not playing well, she lays it on the line.Not everyone on the team appreciates her complete honesty, but I think it'll help us be more competitive.
我们的乒乓球教练在批评我们表现的时候，从来不会拐弯抹角。我们打得不好的时候，他一定会告诉我们。队里有些人并不喜欢他这种坦率，可我却认为这种风格能增加我们的竞争力。
乒乓球在美国并不普及，没有多少人喜欢玩。美国很多还不错的乒乓球选手其实都是从中国来的。我觉得美国要想培养更多本土的乒乓球好手，首先要让年轻人产生兴趣。比如说，可以组织乒乓球夏令营啊。现在的夏令营种类多得让人眼花缭乱。既然模特夏令营都能有市场，为什么不能办个乒乓球的夏令营呢？虽然组织者们知道，参加模特夏令营的孩子们几乎不会有人真正的进入模特领域，但是
They rarely laid it on the line.
他们才不会明说呢。好，我们再听一下上面的例句。
Our table tennis coach has never been subtle about criticizing our performance. When we're not playing well, she lays it on the line. Not everyone on the team appreciates her complete honesty, but I think it'll help us be more competitive.
你肯定想知道这个习惯用语的出处。
I have to lay it on the line with you.
说实话，除了这个习惯用语是从20世纪20年代开始出现的以外，我还真的没找到它的来源呢。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
Mike, I have to lay it on the line with you. That shirt and tie combination is making me physically sick.
Give it time. I promise it will grow on you.
好了好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, yeah.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的， 什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目找房单元的初级课程。
Jeff is at an apartment building. He's meeting the landlord to ask about renting an apartment.
Professor Bowman, landlord 这个词是由 land 土地和 lord 主人组成的，这应该就是房主的意思吧？
That's right, Winnie. Now listen for the word vacancy.Which means open or available.
Hello, do you have any vacancies?
Yes, something just opened up.
What kind of apartment is it?
It's a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment.
我知道 vacancy, V-A-C-A-N-C-Y, vacancy 就是指等待出租的空房。
Exactly. Vacant means empty.
Oh, vacant是vacancy 的形容词，意思是空的。现在 Jeff 就是要找 a vacant apartment。房主说有一个一室一卫的公寓，听起来不错，可是不知道租金贵不贵。
Let's listen and find out.
How much is the rent?
The rent is $1,500 per month.
And how much is the deposit?
The deposit is $500.
一个一居室的公寓每个月要$1,500啊。够贵的，而且为什么 Jeff 还要交一笔 deposit 押金呢？
Well, if Jeff breaks something in the apartment, the landlord uses the deposit money to fix it. In addition, he may have to pay utilities too. Let's listen.
Are utilities included in the rent?
Gas and water are included.
Do I have to pay for electricity myself?
Yes, electricity is not included in the rent.
Oh.看来 Jeff 要自己负担一部分的 utilities, U-T-I-L-I-T-I-E-S, 水电杂费。因为房主说房租里包括煤气费和水费，但是啊，电费要担负。
Winnie, if the landlord says all utilities are included, then the cost of gas, water, and electricity will all be included in the rent. Remember, you don't have to say gas utility or water utility.You can just say gas or water.
This apartment seems a little expensive. Do you have any cheap studios?
Actually, the one bedroom is the only vacant apartment right now.
Do you think any studios will open up soon?
No, not for a few months.
A studio? 我知道 Jeff 想找一个便宜点的地方，可租这种卧室、起居室合二为一的单间小公寓，把女孩子带回家多没面子啊。
I don't know. You wouldn't date a guy living in a studio?
找个租 studio 的男朋友，那也没什么不行，但他起码得有辆特别 cool 的车。哎，好了，我们还是言归正传，看看 Jeff 租没租到那间公寓吧。
When can I see the one-bedroom apartment?
There's an open house this weekend.
What time does the open house start?
It starts at 11 a.m. in the morning.
Professor Bowman,什么叫 open house?
Winnie, an open house is when the landlord opens the apartment and anybody can just walk in and take a look.
Open house, 这段时间里啊，什么人都可以随便来看。那要不是 open house, 就得和房主约时间咯。这个房主也真懒，让人家看一眼不就得了吗？
I agree. Maybe Jeff should rent a different apartment because this landlord is not very good.Now Jeff is going to ask how long the lease is.
What kind of lease is it?
It's a one-year lease.
Can I have a month-to-month lease? I only want to rent the apartment for 5 months.
No, all the leases are for 1 year. We don't have month-to-month leases.
Well, then I don't think this would be a good apartment for me. Thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
哎，看来啊是不行了。Jeff 只想租五个月，可房主非要签一年的租约，这可怎么办啊？
Well, I guess Jeff's friend Sarah will have to help him look for another apartment. Tune in next time to see what happens.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。